The biggest mystery is the Voynich script. No one had ever seen a language like it. It doesn't resemble the English or European alphabets. Some have suggested that the book is written in two languages. Had two different people written it? Could the book have been written at a later date than it was thought? Perhaps the author had used parchment and inks from an earlier time in order to fool someone into paying a great deal of money for it. Many pondered the fact that there were very few corrections in the book. Had the author or authors rewritten the book until it was perfect, or had someone copied the manuscript? Caption: In the 1500s and 1600s, monks often passed the time by making up codes. Could the Voynich manuscript be a series of made-up, mixed-up words written backwards? Feature box: A letter with some clues. The Voynich manuscript was discovered in 1912 in Italy. The letter found in the book says that the author of the manuscript might be Roger Bacon. Bacon was an Englishman who belonged to a religious order, but he was kicked out of the order because of his modern ideas. Bacon experimented with lenses, which helped to develop the glasses we wear today. He also wrote about building traveling machines hundreds of years before cars, submarines, and airplanes were invented. Some people doubt that the Voynich manuscript has any meaning at all. But after studying patterns in the script, experts now believe that the book is real. The symbols are written in patterns and follow laws much like those in other languages. The search for the key to understanding the Voynich manuscript continues today.